Ah non, vous êtes...
Let's get scratching.
Hello? Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega?
Yeah. Part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds.
I've done a podcast. Hey.
They just look like sausages. People who are sausages.
You have to say
it. Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you.
This is
the best beat
for mix
on Radio Sega.
Good evening, and welcome to yet another broadcast of Fast Beat Phone Mix. This show where I, Fast Beat, bring you all the latest Sega and Sonic news for my co-hosts, and as usual, my mouth goes as fast as my feet usually. So yes, we're back with another fantastic episode, chock full of guests this week, and the high anticipation of Summer of Sonic 2010, which is less than 7 days away now. So, we've got a motley crew of guests here who will be attending Summer of Sonic, and also some people who want to have their commentary on Summer of Sonic as well. This is actually going to be the first show where it actually follows its format, where we're going to have call-ins. So we've got several people on the line waiting to talk to us about Summer of Sonic, alongside all of our co-hosts here. So, joining me this evening, I have, once again, I have Gary from Radio Sega.
Hello.
I also have Gerbil a bit.
Hello.
We also have a Dark Streak.
Hey.
You know, a hiccup streak there. I was just sort of introduced by a hiccup. Hello. And we have founder of Emerald Coast with me, Vija.
Yo.
We also have founder of Mario Media here, Green Yoshi.
Hello.
We also have, I've forgotten his name already. My memory's like a sieve this week. I'm just going to refer to him as D. And what's your website again?
Hello?
Yeah. Hi there.
Sorry, yeah. No, it's just me, Dust, from...
From where?
He's from wearearcade.com.
Wearearcade.com. I also run a podcast as well. We'll also be attending Summer Sonic as well, so we thought we'd grab him amongst the phone mix this week as well.
Yeah, we'll be following a fan on his journey to Summer Sonic.
We'll be following other people, and that's what security is there for as well, of course. But moving on, we also have regular Ryo Nakake with me.
And hello, Roris.
Roris was a couple of seasons ago. We're back on the DSS days, we're past that now.
Oh, well, hi.
You've moved on to bigger and better things.
I miss you, Roris. Come back to me.
Yes. Later on the show, you can expect some Lieutenant Smith from
the
perhaps
a little bit of Lyle the Bear.
And we also have regular co-host indeed, SJ.
Hello.
So... that's who's with me on Skype at the moment on Phomix. We'll be deliberating this year's Summer Sonic indeed, of course, really. Now I'm going to try and beat Gabby's record last week of announcing who's in the RC room, so let me just announce who's there. We have Gabby, Trigon, Forever Sonic, Resident SD, Fast Feet, Mena, Spondy, Aftis, Davis, Captain Cloud Chaser, Cobra the Best, Cup Tracer, Daltonia, Gobabay, Ink, George, Media Dub, Milbrain, Mars, Broad, Power, Rad, Robert, Hewitt, Silver Sonic, SJ, Sian, Ling, TLS Bill, Imatron, Yimit, Yoshino, Zagor, Yodo, Hare, Kumino, Swaha.
You made a complete hash job of that.
It's going so well.
Oh! I'm not even going to bother because after yesterday, I'm sure, no. I did it, just for anyone who wasn't listening in to my show yesterday, I did it in a surfer accent and it was awful, so I'm not doing that.
Please.
What do you mean, please? No!
Please, just a little bit.
What, like, dude! You're like so totally listening to Fast Feet's phone mix, dude! It's like so totally killer. We're surfing the airwaves, man.
Oh, oh wow.
Yeah, moving on.
So, yeah, that's that. So, yes, we will have some Sonic Club this week. So, that's mainly what we're going to be talking about tonight, really. And like I say, we do have call-ins this evening, so we'll be drafting people into have their own little 2 cents or 2 pence, whatever country you're in, add a currency into it, to have their say on Summer of Sonic and what they think, where they're going, what they're not, whether they want to answer to do, whatever. We don't mind, we just want to hear what they have to say. So, from what I can tell, there's at least 5 or 6 of us here who are going to Summer of Sonic this year.
Yep. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yep. I'd like to think I'm going, actually.
You better be.
So would I.
My whip does not have a purpose, that bit.
Well, we'll get to the door and they'll turn us away, so it'll be good for them.
Gavin, work quicker! No, Graham, please, no more!
It'd be like a can of 9 tails, except there'll be like, sort of a hedgehog, and so it'll be like a hedgehog of 128 tails. We'd have spines on the back.
Just every
like
quill of Sonic's quills, that'll do. A big Sonic type cat of 9 quill. No, never mind.
We could take a needle and stick a hedgehog up your ass, that'll be easier.
Thanks.
Anyway, enough mental images of that.
Yeah.
So
that'll be next break.
Yeah, punishment for not turning up. So let's move on to the regular feature of the news. So, what's happened this week regarding Summer Sonic? Well, last week and the week before, we had a lot of announcement as to what was going on in the show itself, and the convention, what was going to happen, Crush 40, and all that sort of thing, which, if you listen to the show, you probably have half an idea about anyway. But just to recap over some of the things which have been happening in the last week, which have been announced on the Summer Sonic blog as well. Now, last year they had a selection of rings they stole from Shadow's Arms, heard that. And to go and find them around the venue itself, which I believe that might be happening again this year, who knows, it's down to the rumour. But we've also got a quest to find 10 hermit crabs, or all being through. So finding those 10 hermit crabs is going to be like a sort of like, just like a scavenger hunt to go and find things and that sort of thing really, and you'll get a reward for it, getting clues off the last one. So,
yeah, just don't collect them all up. Leave them where you find them.
Yeah. I found them all. Now what?
There's a restaurant across the road. You bring that soup. So yeah, that's the final clue. By the way.
Final clue: eat all the crabs. Done.
I have to say, if the crabs look anything like that picture, they're quite scary looking. Those big eyes.
You eat the eyes first, that way you get less scared.
Yeah, no. They don't look like they're real crabs either. I mean, I think they'd be quite hard to find if they were moving. No, I was going to say, that I'm sure they'd be quite hard to find if they're always moving.
That's the joy of it.
You walk into the pavilion, it's like, oh, look at someone's like, crunch. Oh, what is that?
Oh, yeah, health and safety just wouldn't let us. We tried, but they wouldn't let us have them.
Maybe next year.
We'll try to get robotic crabs, maybe.
I'm already working on the designs.
Awesome. What, remote control and everything?
Oh, no, self-aware.
Self-aware crap.
Worrying.
They're not going to try and take over the world, are they?
No, it's the convention.
Some kind of crab-like Skynet.
Yes.
Yeah. Crab-net.
That'll be disturbing.
We don't need like Terminator Mark C or anything like that, man. Don't be
actually, I've just had this kind of mental image of just someone collecting all the crabs and then shouting at the top of the voice, "I have crabs!" Wait, that was.
I have all the crabs. Look into that, bloke.
Maximum.
It's like you go up to someone. Excuse me, miss. Would you like crabs?
No, not really.
But you win a
2010. We've added crabs.
Oh god.
Sorry, who's your PR this year?
Definitely coming now.
Alright, let's off to the crabs before they become a bit more infectious, as they seem to be, as they are at the moment.
There's already a substantial goodie bag that's going to be in this year's Summer Sonic convention when you turn up. There's a limited amount, so turning up first thing is not going to be ideal. We suggest sort of 9 to 10, but on that basis, people will be turning up between 8 and 9, and then between that, 7 to 8. And what were you guys saying earlier? Someone's going to be there really early.
Yeah, someone's going to be there at 7 o'clock. I might smile and wave at them.
give them a little kick, make sure they're still awake.
Hello! Oh, yeah.
It sounds like...
I'll just get up close and go... Like that.
Oh, don't slap them. No, that's nasty.
Yeah, it's not so much a nudge as a like, slap.
Just clap real loud.
Yeah.
I wish in the morning just... A load of change next to him. Oh, sorry, we've watched your elbow.
The thing is, this year.
Well, if you knock him unconscious, then he'll definitely be the last guy in, so it'll make a difference.
That's what I was saying.
Sorry, don't do that, though, in, guys. That's not.
I mean, if you knock him unconscious, someone's gonna have to like call the ambulance, and then they'll take him to the hospital. He'll wake up. He's like, "Where am I? You're in the hospital. I'm supposed to be at Summer of Sonic."
He'll
do the Captain James T. Kirk scream up to the ceiling. It's like, no!
Camera pans away. Sonic!
Sean!
Actually, this raises an interesting point. How are people going to queue outside the event? Because it's a rather main street.
Well, they're just going to queue along the road, aren't they?
Yeah, if you start doing a main road,
it's going to start blocking roads. Well, mostly
minor with traffic. And I'm actually more concerned what kind of funny looks the cosplayers will get, because I know of one person who's cosplaying as something rather awesome.
Uh-oh.
What?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying what.
What do you reckon it is?
I know what it is, but I'm not saying anything. So
I don't know. What do you reckon, guys? What could be the most awesomest thing you could cosplay as?
Silver Sonic.
Super Sonic
would be great.
Master Emerald.
Just like Chief out of the Prodigy, but with yellow hair spiked up.
I was pretty amazed.
Because I am made of fire, being Super Sonic.
Just come as Chaos, like actually in like a big, I don't know, waterbed or something.
Come in a waterbed.
Just wear a waterbed and go, yup.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, yep, Chaos, that's who I am.
Have you already taken that? It's in my waterbed. No, no, no.
But I can't find my wallet. Oh, wait, there it is. There it is. Dive, dive, dive.
There it is, floating to the surface, crap. On that note, yeah, well, coming back to what we were talking about originally, just the freebies that are going to be given out to a select number of people who make it in, first of all, namely the people who have actually registered, I would assume, on that side.
Yeah.
There's going to be a Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing door hanger, just for those moments when you don't want people to come in, when there's something in progress.
We're going to leave those on the door for the whole day.
Yeah, but if you can sketch on extra
stuff.
The very
image is kind of getting to me.
So there's getting more freebies in there. I think they've announced quite a number of things, like the Metal Sonic figurine, that sort of thing. And the free comic book from Archie, that's from a free comic book there, that sort of thing. So there's going to be lots of good stuff in there, but I know that there's going to be a few extra things in there which they're not announcing before Summer of Sonic, of which, of course, I can't tell you about.
I will bribe you.
Why don't I know about this?
So, yeah, there's going to be extra things in there which people aren't talking about. That's all I'm saying. So.
You may have already said too much of that, though.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't really think about it. There's extra stuff in it that you're not allowed to know about until after. Oh, bollocks.
The AUK will be round in about 10 minutes.
Is that my doorbell going?
Run back!
You said what?
It's like, oh, fast, come out and play!
Why is one arm behind your back? I don't trust you.
Why can I smell gunplay?
Like, hey, UK, is that a rusty spatula? Why, yes, it is. What are you going to do with it? Oh, nothing.
You'll find out.
Like, ooh,
some sort of devious punishment. You probably come and saw my arm off so I can't DJ. You can't DJ anymore. That's your...
You have to do it with your face. Just like... Who's that having a fit on the decks? Oh no, it's just Fast Feet. He's DJing. He's got no arms. He's like...
Yeah, no one else is going to want to DJ after you, man.
Feels too bad.
I actually have epileptics. So.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It could very well happen, but it won't, hopefully. So yeah, just moving on to my other problems anyway, but still. Cosplayers. Cosplayers is the other thing which is going to be happening, of course, which we've already briefly touched upon as well. But if you win cosplayers, you get an awesome trophy, which I'll be proud to have, actually, no matter what it was saying, like cosplay or whatever, something else. But yeah, you actually get a proper trophy if you win, you know, really. It's not gold, unfortunately, but damn it, it's pretty smart. Like they are outside, really. Merchandise this year is going to be a different story altogether, because whilst the only thing we had, we didn't have anything in the first year because it was not allowed. Last year we had Bentley Jones giving his CD, who's actually selling on the side really for a reasonable £10, which is pretty good. Just pretty tricky to get hold of elsewhere on that side really. But there's more merchandise that's going to be available this year as well, starting off with a Crush 40 Summer Sonic 2010 t-shirt, which is exclusive, of course. So nice.
And very limited in number, I hear.
Would there be official shirts as well? Like there were, I haven't been to one since last year, but the one before that, you got a shirt. Would there be a giveaway shirt as well?
No.
Uh-huh. Guess I'll be naked then.
Yes, that'll work very well. As the person on the door, as one of the people on the door, people not wearing a top will not be allowed entry. I don't care if you're a woman, it's still a no.
Yeah, there's no shirts, no shoes, no spines, no problem sort of thing.
Right.
If you're in a full fur suit, then yes, you're allowed no clothes.
Well, underneath.
But as long as you leave the fur suit on, of course.
As long as you leave the fur suit on.
Yeah. Even just the suit itself.
just exercise common decency.
Oh, that could
I'm dressed in a cosplay, I'm just not wearing it now. I have eaten it so far, it's on the inside of me. We can't have that, no.
I'm coming with my fan character, who's just a guy who looks a lot like me, but is naked. Is that okay?
You just come out dressed as a Steve-O or a Pong one. Get out. Oh, I didn't need to see that. Yeah, none of this sort of, you know, cosplay character like, oh, I, you know, it's like, this is, you know, a Sonic's other alternative. You go like, sexy Sonic, this is what happens when he takes Viagra. This is just what he looks like.
Why'd you have to say that?
No. I'm just suggesting what not to do. Instant ban from the pavilion if that happens.
Instant ban from life.
We'll just take a photo of your head and we'll stick it up on a board for next year. Do not allow this person entry. Ever.
Must be in mind.
Didn't I say to leave that stuff for the second break?
What, disturbing images of Sonic fans wearing thongs? You did not specify what you were talking about there, so I just assumed.
Somebody must have made a Sonic thong. I have no doubt in my mind it exists.
I'm sure if you go to
kickrest.com,
there's a few there.
Google! No!
Oh, this isn't what I was looking for at all. This is horrible. Oh God. Oh. Need some brain.
What happens when you Google Sonic Thong?
I'm actually kind of afraid to type it in.
Damn my curiosity!
Well, when you Google Sonic Thong, you don't really want to know.
No.
So that's why it runs so fast.
You just got a permanent
why
legend.
You can't see it as well, of course, because it's just that minute. Anyway, that's really turned to the wrong side of the Sonic community. Well, where are we going with that? Let's leave that alone.
Wait.
God, that's the family Sonic show.
It's Sonico.
Well, here in the UK, it's past 9 p.m, so we can talk about whatever we want.
We talk about whatever we want anyway.
They call that a safe harbor in the radio biz. You just curse and curse and curse and talk about nudity.
Hey.
Well, anyway,
yeah.
Hey. Safe harbor. Yeah, safe
harbor. Okay, yeah, let's just switch to the complete opposite of that onto something a bit more serious. one of the last things which we always specify at Summer Sonic from all of the staff here is that if you're going to Summer Sonic, we usually give you contact information and next of kin just in case anything may happen to you at the event itself. So we want to make sure we employ the safety of obviously everyone who's going, children and adults likewise, safety of the staff, guests, everyone essentially. But the staff at Summer Sonic are there to help you. And there's a friendly face wherever you will see a name badge that has the red knuckles on it, because that simplifies the fact that they are the staff of Summer Sonic. So if you see someone with one of those around their neck, then that's a staff member. If you need help, go to someone who has them around their neck. So that will be the first call help for first aid, or obviously just getting help to whatever's the name of the site, really. So like, that's what we're saying in the day, really, that there is help on site as well from plenty of people, so don't hesitate if something serious has happened and you need our help, we're there. Yeah. Alongside, nothing's ever happened at a convention before, but shouldn't do, we're there. And we're all there to have fun at the end of the day, so everyone play nice.
Otherwise, you'll be thrown out.
Yes. Yes, alongside, you know, the disgusting people who have not been let in. That's where you'll end up, in the pit of...
Yeah, they'll form their own group and start their own convention next door, which will
be a bunch of naked people with Sonic thongs.
You think about it, if you get thrown out of Summer of Sonic, you'll instantly be kind of thrown to the sharks, because there's going to be a group of people who don't have tickets because they decided not to register. And then you'll be like, look! Someone has been thrown out. I'm going to go in!
Steal his ticket!
It's like Jaws all over again.
Of course, because of the ticketing system, but hey. Anyway, yeah. Sorry, that's a bit of a buzzkill.
Just expect you on a plane going, here's the exits, there, and there.
In-flight information is here.
In the case of an emergency, panic.
No, don't.
Don't worry, they will anyway, so it's fine.
Well, it's the same as any emergency. In the case of an emergency, look to the person who's least likely to help you.
I thought it was like, in case of emergency, put your head between your knees and kiss your butt goodbye.
In case of emergency, leave me alone.
Or, in the case of an emergency, the exit is this way. Remember not to trip on a Sonic fan who's been asleep outside of the building since 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Because you'll be the only person running inside the building at that point and we'll catch on fire.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm late!
Run out.
I'm on fire!
Well, as people starting to run out of general fear, people who couldn't get in, we start thinking, oh sweet, we can get in now. And they'll be all on fire, but that's fine, they didn't buy tickets. Or they didn't register, rather.
Yeah.
No one cares about those guys.
Just as a disclaimer, Summer Sonic at the pavilion is not flammable anyway.
That we know of.
Don't test again, the fairy.
All those cosplay outfits, probably made of some kind of foam.
Yeah. Last we checked, though, they do have fire extinguishers there, and as a general rule, fire extinguishers are not flammable.
They could very well be explosive, though.
Well, yes, if you throw them.
Oh yeah,
they are. Might do that. Yes. Well, this has really turned to the bad suggestions so far. Summer of Sonic, isn't it?
What can go wrong will go wrong.
Yeah, Murphy's Law.
Yeah. Now, if we get this out of the system now, it'll be all fine on the night.
Yeah. Whatever you do, if you do something, don't blame any of us, lot.
Yeah,
it's all right from us. Yeah. My name is, after all, Slow Hands, so...
And I'm Haggy, so it's all right. It's not mine.
Yeah, that's all. If there's a guy in your face with a camera and a microphone, don't worry about it. It's totally legit. And if I ask you to do anything at all, you have to do it.
Yeah. Especially if his name's Dark Speech, you want to be very wary of him. He stalks people.
He does. He stalked me all the way to Leeds last year.
You'll turn around and just like, G'day, skip me! Oh, God!
he'll stalk you and out of no... He'll stalk you and out of nowhere he'll sing Sonic songs very well.
Yes, damn him.
Softly into your ear as you sleep.
Yeah, well, the singing of songs, and now songs I'm will come back to later on. Right, okay, that's the news sort of round up in a sort of unusually profound way. So, we'll move on.
Right, we're going to have a short musical break here with more goodies from Summer Sonic 2008, some live recordings there. I would add in 2009's recordings, but at the moment they're just one big, long, six-hour file, so we won't have a six-hour-long musical break by any means, so we'll just be putting Summer Sonic 2008 tracks on. If you want to make some requests, you can put them in the IRC chat room, or as usual, you can tweet them to me at FasterFeedMedia. I will actually announce here that we have another announcement. But there is one final Summer Sonic announcement coming up on the show tonight. It's not a huge one, but it will be useful whether you're going or not, I shall say. So stick around, we'll let you know all about that, and we shall go from there. But we'll have a short musical break, we'll come back in a minute, and we'll be speaking to many Sonic fans who will want to talk about Summer Sonic. So we'll be having our callers call in and have their say. You're listening to Fast Food's Phone Mix, and we'll be back in a minute.
Don't you feel it sometimes? to listen to this show again, download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
Who are going to Summer Sonic and some that aren't going to Summer Sonic, that being the key theme for tonight's show. So yes, we're back after our nice little medley of musical breaks there, from Summer Sonic Away and some classic Sonic tunes there as well, of course. Just looking at the RLC room here as well, everyone's been digging the tunes quite a bit here really, but we're already looking towards 2011 version of Summer Sonic as well, which will of course be Sonic's 20th birthday, so people are quite keen that that's going to happen, but obviously there's no guarantees. But Forever Sonic in the chat was just saying, "Right Said Fred for 2011. Of course, he said Right Said Fred, which is a UK pop star back from the 90s, and he did do a little promo shot for Sonic the Hedgehog 3, which was actually called Wonder Man. So if you ever heard it, half your ear capacity is gone by now. But yeah.
It's awesome. It is absolutely amazing. And the video to go with
awesome,
it is great.
But the general
great.
Consensus is it's like, it's a bit, I don't know why.
Why heard two people, not one person?
It was two people, yeah.
Two bald, muscular people.
I thought Right Said Fred was three people. I shall look. Wikipedia! No, there's two of them now, but there was three of them. Did one of them die?
What happened to the other one?
Well, I think he left.
They ate him. No, they ate him. Too much PG.
Yeah, I'm sure we could try and get them for next year.
Yeah, but they'd only sing Wonder Man and then leak.
I heard rumour that they've been approached in the past for it as well, which obviously hasn't come to fruition as we know of at this point. That's a rumour. I don't know if that's true or not.
I wouldn't know.
But I would love it if he's... It's just like, comes to
I'd
see...
I'd be rather entertaining.
Yeah, it's like, after playing your track the last 3 years, wait for you to bloody show up.
Just suddenly, these two bald men rise out of the centre of the stage.
Smoke flowing everywhere.
There's three of them.
It's Robotnik. There's two of them.
Yeah. Oh, there are three.
Eggman and Eggman Nager. They could dress up as Eggman and Eggman Nager. They could do Wonder Man dressed up as those. They are.
Oh, the possibilities.
Yeah.
Well, there isn't a third one now.
No, there isn't. There's just two of them. No, there was three of them, but the third one left.
Yeah. Yes. Because he couldn't be Eggman.
It was Richard and Fred Fairbrass. Yes. Yes.
We were saying during the break, though, that some people are asking about the recording, using video camcorders and cameras, that sort of thing. If you're curious as to what's happening regarding that, you are allowed to film at Sorosonic. It's restricted, though, in the sense that you are by no means allowed to record or take pictures of any of the games like Sonic the Hedgehog 4 and Sonic Colors that will be on display there, for obvious reasons. They're not finished games, and Sega don't want anything else being leaked out. But, you know, respect Sega's rule. They've gone to the effort of doing this, so don't take pictures of that lot. You're free to actually go and film and take pictures around the venue itself during the day. The stage itself... debatable. We're saying realistically that filming is probably a no-no. And if you are filming and a member of staff says no, then just take your camera off out of respect.
Yeah.
But regarding cameras, as long as you don't have a flash on, should be okay. So yeah, I think we generally covered most things we were talking about. But yeah, just be respectful because, you know, Sega went for the effort of investing a fair bit of money and setting up this convention and all the effort all of us staff guys do to putting this together every year. So if we say something's a no-no, just, you know, pay a bit of respect. But, you know, we'll tell you if you're doing something wrong anyway, so that's what we're there for.
Right. It's the only thing we're good for. telling people when they're wrong.
Just go up to you and go, no! No camera.
We tried just going around just like in pepper pats on the shoulder and saying, oh, well done, nice job. Good hair.
Just like, oh, is that a camcorder? Oh, that thanks, we'll get it back there, maybe.
Oh, yeah. They're nice, they are.
Oh, it's going to be in a security box. It's called my bag.
I've always wanted one of these.
Just asking everybody how many megapixels. Just got to be the camera and go, hey, how many megapixels?
Oh, I'm sorry, we've got to cancel it. We have a strict rule against anything, any pictures bigger than 10 megapixel. We're going to have to confiscate that camera.
Anything that isn't HD is just not enough. Get out.
Yeah, we're against SLR cameras. Thank you.
Oh, so you said we've got someone waiting to... You said we've got someone waiting to come in. They probably just sat there like, oh, God.
Cameras, don't care about this nonsense.
Right, let's get some callers in. So, on line one, we have Silver Sonic. Not the Silver Sonic, just Silver Sonic as well. So let's wait for him to come in. Hello, Silver Sonic, you're on Fast Week's Phone Mix. How are you all?
Hello!
Hello. How are you today?
Hello.
Yay!
Yes, you're live on the air. So, are you going to this year's Summer Sonic, or will you be merely spectating from the boundaries of Radio Sega, Sega Sonic Radio, etc.?
Well... Oh. Hello!
I think you killed him.
He's had a heart attack.
Too hello. Excited, so,
yes, we
can. I'm excited.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, yeah. Holy
use words of another. Yay. All right, Silver Sonic, just a question. Are you going to Summer Sonic? He really likes avoiding that question, doesn't he?
What, me?
Yes, you.
Yeah.
We bring you especially on our show for this.
Sonic.
You're not.
I'm not going.
Ah, right.
No, I'm not.
So do you tend to spectate via other ways?
I planned on listening to the stream.
Excellent.
Okay.
You sound like you're American, so I assume you haven't been to a Summer of Sonic before.
Never.
Fair enough. It's very difficult for people abroad to actually make their way over, but we do obviously get a lot of people from Australia, Germany, America, mm-hmm. various other places come over there, which is all the more groovy when they do come over as well, because it's fantastic to see them. So yeah, what do you think of what's been shown so far? Any expectations for what you want to hear on air when you're listening?
I don't know.
So, I'm not really that picky. You just want to listen.
Yeah, probably.
Well, you're just like the rest of us then, really. You're a big Sonic fan. I want to hear the goodiness that is, that convention of Sonic and the goodness. So, yes, all right.
I just can't wait to hear it next week.
That sounded very unabused. Can't wait to hear it. That or you're doing something very disturbing with your hands. So.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
These are trained from making very noises that are very incriminating against you, because it's that sort of show, you know. We'll put you in it if you do that.
Yeah.
You're at the mercy of fast.
Feel that tapping noise is just a keyboard.
Alright, whilst we've got you on the air here, let's make our announcement about Summer Sonic, because people are always going, oh, we have to wait so long to make that announcement, I want to know what it is!
That's the point of an announcement, we're meant to keep you waiting.
Wow, we keep you in suspense so you're listening to our show.
Sure.
Oh, I've given away the plan, damn it.
Do we have a drum roll?
No.
Let's get a drum roll in there.
Oh, crickets.
Yeah, come on, let's do it.
Okay.
Exciting.
That's a good Aurora's drum roll, isn't it, there?
I guess.
Those of you familiar with the old Sega Sonic Sonic Hour radio show. You also, actually, I want to know that drum roll, they do it at Summer Sonic sometimes as well.
They do.
And everyone's just like, okay, who gets the mic next? I can do about a bunch of saliva on the mic. Right, that's better. That's all.
Someone just please bring a drum roll sound bite next year, this year.
Or a towel. Yeah. Anyway.
With one on, so I can use it if I talk every time. It's so exciting.
Right, our announcement is that last year we had a request feature, which was done by texting in your request to a phone number. Now, we can't do that this year because, supposedly, it costs money and we don't want to charge people for it. So, out of rules and regulations, we're not doing that this year. We can't take requests via you texting us because it costs you money. And let's face it, you want to save some money in the process of making a request anyway. So, as I'm lead DJ, I'm just going to go ahead and say this is what's going to happen. if you want to make a request, we're going to be taking it via Twitter. It's going to be the cheapest and simplest way of doing it, I think, end of the day, really. The address you'll have to request for this will be at Sega Media. Sega Media is going to be the new outlet for Fast Media, just changing over to that. And it's going to be just, I need an address, that is a new one, and I think it's worthwhile just sending it to that. So, whether you are actually listening to our live stream, or like a Silver Sonic, or you're going to be actually the show itself, if you have a smartphone or something which can send Twitter messages, then you can do that there. So you just need to send whatever track you want to have listened to at Sega Media. We'll be checking the Twitter requests on the decks, and we'll play whatever you want outside, really. So we'll make a short announcement on this Radio Sega and on Fast Media, so Sega Media as well. Got too many websites to post to this crap on now. So, yeah, requests you can do that way as well, really. So, yeah, I expect you, Silver Sonic, to make some requests from that side as well, really.
Okay. Oh, don't worry, I will.
Excellent, I look forward to hearing from on Twitter then. Whilst you're still
I'm just going
to
get a Twitter. Okay. I'm just going to get a Twitter account, though.
Yeah.
I don't have Twitter.
Yes, well, you want to get on it quick, because Silver Sonic's probably going to be taken by now.
Yeah,
just on the point of request.
2002, maybe.
I've had a few people. I'm not going to name names, but it's been quite stupid, really. Some people have been like, so you're DJing, aren't you? I was like, yes. Was like, does that mean, you know, what can we request? Can we only request Sonic music? I'm like, well, yes. Like, yeah, it's like, oh, well, that kind of sucks. And it was like, yeah, I'm fairly sure Altered Beast would go down really well at Summer of Sonic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's right. Metropolis Street Racer track, which just sounds a little bit presumptuous, you know, just a little bit, funny sounds.
Here's some passion.
Sorry, we didn't leave the microphone on in the background on the VIP area. It's just, no, this is a track.
Yeah, this is an actual track. You know, this isn't...
Doesn't it sound like Sexa? Or something like that. Those of you who tune into Radio Sega regularly will know what we're talking about, by the way.
I request that during the next musical break it is played, and my word is law.
So
I'm
not sure
he's right about that one.
Do it! Do it now!
Yes.
Now.
Do it now!
Now! Ow!
I will say on that note, though, that people are saying in the chat room, oh, can we come up to the DJ booth and request it? Maybe. I don't know yet. It depends on the layout that we have. None of us know what the place is going to look like yet. It's possible that the DJ booth...
I don't think you can walk up to the DJ booth.
Yeah, because I don't think
just
you can
get a megaphone. Even.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We don't bring in megaphones, dude.
We don't have movies either, so get a megaphone.
Hello!
I wanted to request!
That means we must play Vuvuzela as well.
Oh my god, please no.
Oh.
We'll get a Vuvuzela sound clip and play it, so everyone starts turning around and going, shit, who's got the Vuvuzela? We're like, haha, joke's on you.
So,
Yeah, but with us, the joke will be on you because and the person who came up with the idea, because we can't hear a single sound effect.
Yeah, so
no, but you will though.
It'll be on the decks going. People can listen to the music.
Yeah, it'll be on the decks, won't it?
So as Peter's rightly pointed out, is that we probably won't be able to take requests. The layout probably won't allow it because it's where we're thinking of putting the decks. But things may change. You may be able to most of them. But we prefer that you do send us Twitter requests, or I believe I'm going to have Secret Someone taking requests on the show floor possibly as well. So you'll find out about that when you get to Summer Sonic. Yeah, so.
Just some random staffy holding up a sign saying, come hassle me with requests.
Yeah, pretty much.
That will be you. That will be your forfeit.
No, I have predefined roles. That is not one of them.
Right. We've got someone for that role already, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, good.
VJ, aren't you doing Achy Breaky Heart?
I don't know what I'm doing. No one's told me!
Auto-tune it. Oh my god, VJ's actually a really good singer, and you're like, nah. Yes, I am.
Alright, okay. Okay. Thanks for calling in, Silver Sonic. Any last words, shout-outs, requests before you go?
He's got a wrench?
No.
Who's got a...
No.
Oh, I've got a wrench for you. Wrong show. That's on Radio Nintendo.
Oh.
So, yeah, any last words as well? Before we disconnect you.
Guess no.
Anything?
Well, I think he's on mute. Brilliant, alright. Alright, yeah, that's on over then, actually. Alright, cheers, Silver Sonic. Thanks for calling in. We'll catch you perhaps on another show sometime if you call in again.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Speak to you later.
Yep. Yep, see you.
Yeah, that was fun to have a call in once.
I thought he'd gone. I didn't realize he was still there and just didn't want to say anything.
Well, we're a very intimidating group of people.
Yeah,
it's just you. You're just an unknown comedy commodity on this side of the community. So,
well, I am a commodity and I am comedy at the same time.
Comedy commodity.
A comic commodity.
I try. Commodity.
I've been part of the community like for ages. I've just never really been very vocal in the Sonic community, but I was all over the place in like. Anthro art scene and such and so on before that.
amazing.
I get around, it's just I'm very quiet, so I'm always in the background.
I think you might need to rephrase that. You get around.
In the background.
I get around. I get around a lot, I do, yes.
So you're well known for getting around.
Yes.
I get around in the background.
Quietly.
Round, I get around.
So basically, you get around and you're discreet. And what are your charges?
The screens kind of come out of the conversation now.
Hi-oh.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, I consider myself to be an old bee. I prefer to call myself, as much as that doesn't sound good. Been in the community.
Yeah,
about 10 years almost. It's been a long time.
Yeah, likewise, actually. Like from way back on the old Side 7 days and Team Artel.
Yeah, Team Artel. Yeah. Oh, those were the days. That makes me sound old.
Ah, oh, when everything was young and fresh and all this was grass and trees.
No, it's just some sort of robotropolis sort of thing. It's horrendous.
Before these badniks.
Playing the American version of the soundtrack.
Okay, I'm just looking for my next victim. I mean, calling. For the next bit.
Victim.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of upset I'm not cosplaying this year. I wouldn't mind giving something a shot, but I'm far too lazy.
Have you cosplayed?
It's not easy.
It would make it very hard for me to actually, you know, interview anybody or even move, for that matter. Although I have to say, I do give massive kudos to anybody who actually travels the London Underground in a full cosplay outfit. You know, I think you're A, very brave, and B, very resourceful, and C, a bit mad.
It depends on who you're cosplaying as, because if you cosplay as Mario, all you need to do is just not put the mustache or the hat on, and you'd be fine. Because it just looks like you're just like walking around in dungarees. You know, cosplaying as someone like...
The thing is, though, if you did that at Summer of Sonic, you wouldn't live.
No. Hello! I'm at Summer of Sonic! Woohoo!
That's a really good Mario.
Yeah. I'm being chased away! I'm going to go!
You're going to die!
That's a creepily good Mario there.
Yeah. Don't kick me out! I'm here to listen to Crash Morty!
Hey, Luigi!
Come on! Woohoo! Woohoo!
Yeah.
Mario!
Luigi! We're not Mario! We'll go to the walkabout pub and have a boozy. Yes.
Crash! You don't like you, this Crash 40. I want me some Libra at 10.
That previous voice sounded a bit like South America. It's like, hey, let's go to Mexico! Hey! Let's go to get one. I'll get some hookers.
I knew you can trust that guy, Mario.
Busting out of Samba de Amigo. Samba. Da 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 da
da da
da da da da da da da
da da da da. Come on, everybody, it's Mambo number 5. Can I request that? That's technically a Sega song.
That is in Samba, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I should have that. Also, let me see if I've got it.
Yeah, also, you should also have Lowrider, Ponder Replay.
Lowrider? I don't remember having Lowrider.
Lowrider was on there.
Lowrider.
Tell you what, I'll have a look through what I've got. I know what Lowrider sounds like. You don't need to sing it.
Yeah. Well, actually, no.
Let's save this for the end of the show, shall we? Because we've got that coming up, of course, really. Let's move on to another call-in. So, on line two, I've got Rio. So, let's just see if he will join us now. Just call it now.
Who has stolen magic? Who has stolen magic?
We don't have a phone sound effect, unfortunately.
Ring, just ring, ring.
Rio, you're on the Fomix. Are you there?
Why, yes, I'm here, Fastfeed.
Rio,
his name is Rio, and he's not responding here.
I'll gladly take his place if we can't hear.
Oh, you've got
to say
something.
Oh, there you go. Oh.
Ah, it's Cookie Monster. Oh,
yes. Cookie. Oh, nom 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 nom.
C is for Cookie. It's good enough for me.
I did Sesame Street in the North. What the fuck? It's Cookie Monster.
I don't know about. I don't know about cookies, but I am eating minstrels.
Oh, wow. Minstrel monster.
Hello, I'm here.
I like it. Hello, I'm minstrels monster. My voice is very mentally. It feels very fresh. Why don't you breathe it in?
How are they? Anyway? I was kind of listening to the Skype and the radio at the same time. I didn't know which one to listen to.
Did you think the radio was talking to you?
No, I didn't know which one was talking to you. Yeah.
Whoa!
I sort of had my own voice after like 45 seconds of that, and then I realised, oh god, turn it off.
It's so, like you created your own weird dimension.
I created my own alternate reality,
Yeah.
So, Rio.
Come back to us.
Not you.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not Rio. Oh. I'm trying to avoid calling you a proper name, you know. We just try to stick by the nickname sort of rule here, but... Are you going to Son of Sonic?
Of course I am.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I've been to the last two.
Excellent. So, comparing the last couple of years, what you've got anticipated this year, what do you reckon?
Well, I mean, I haven't heard anything about whether Bentley Jones is going to be there or not, which is a little bit of a shame if he doesn't turn up, but absolutely amazing.
AAUK confirmed earlier tonight that he's not coming. He's very busy at the moment, unfortunately.
Oh. Yeah. Well, Crush 40 should be amazing. I mean, you know, to me, June Cinema, is that how you'd say his name? June Cinema? Is it Junsenu? Oh, I used to call him Junsenu because I used to.
I keep saying Junsenu because I just pronounce it as it's spelled.
But I heard it's Junsenu.
I've heard Rose.
Either way,
I might just point to him and go, "You."
I will.
Oi. Oi.
Yeah. Oi, mate. Over.
You're really good at it. Gonna call him Junsenu. We saw you.
This is not super perfect.
We're British, we're not respectful. Get your ass here.
No,
I'm just kidding.
No, don't worry, this is the UK. You don't have to take your shoes off.
Get on the stairs, bag of chips for you.
Yeah, I'd actually much rather you leave them on. You don't know what's been on this floor, quite literally. We are in the middle of London.
Or you might just have athlete's foot.
I've got a UV light if you want to borrow it, Gabby.
Like, oh, look! Blood trail. It would be like CSI. Just look at a blood trail and go, it was the butler. The butler did it. And he'd be like, what? You've never met the butler. How do you even know? He's like, I just know.
he'll just leave Mushroom Hill Zone. Fungi behind as he walks.
It'd be a bit more like DCSI, disgusting crime scene investigation.
Yeah.
I've got to try not to laugh too much because I've got the most rotten chest infection at the moment, so you might hear my voice as a bit hoarse.
Oh dear.
Nay.
Oh well, I'll make it easier to recognise on the door.
Yeah, and I've also torn my tongue anchor, which it really hurts at the moment.
You've what? You've torn your tongue?
Tongue anchor.
How did you manage that?
The tongue anchor, is that like underneath your tongue?
Yeah, it's the thing that holds your tongue down.
How did you do that?
It's alright.
Because I've got like my teeth done recently, and all the coughing basically made the strand go through the gap in my teeth to the bottom. So it's
torn. Right, I see. That sounds painful.
Laugh or talk or throw up from coughing too much.
Don't worry, man. You don't really need that part of your body.
it's not like it's a little bit more important than your appendix.
Yeah.
You don't need to talk to get in. Just get out your ticket and just stick it in our face enough, and we'll put a hole in it.
I've got a problem with talking. It's just laughing and coughing and shit. Anyway,
I'll tell I'll make sure I tell Sven and Kev not to make any funny jokes during the entirety of SOS.
Or force you to the cough.
No promises, though.
No promises. Just,
you don't have to worry about that, because they're not funny.
Okay.
So there's just a small shout out there from Rio of Anything. Sven and Roris, get working on your script. He said that, not me. Before you swing me off the decks onto the floor.
It's going to be so weird, though. If, you know, whenever I meet Jones Zenife, or whatever his name is, it's just going to be like, I'm just going to worship him and tell him how much his music means to me. Then I'll turn to Johnny Gioni and I'll be like, all right.
Who are you again? I've never seen you before in my life.
I've never seen you before,
but you look kind of scary and you have an American accent, so I'm just going to avoid you for the rest of the day.
That'd be simple. You and how are you involved with Sonic? You wail on the guitar.
Now, if only you could do that with all Americans.
Yeah. Now, that wouldn't be very nice, would it? I mean, if you think about Echo Hawk, you'd be leaving her out. Oh, is she honorary
British? No, she's British now.
Ah, is she honorary British? Fair enough.
Yeah,
well, no, she is British.
She's like Kylie Minogue.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, she only has a green card or something, right?
Oh.
It's like just a residency. She's not really. She hasn't taken like a test to become a British subject or something.
Do we have a test?
We do. It's ridiculously hard. Apparently, British people can't pass the British citizenship test.
My God, am I glad I was born here.
The standard language thing.
Yeah. Well, apparently, most of the tests actually to do with benefits. Benefit? Oh, I know of benefit. I work very, very hard to get benefit in country. Oh, well, yeah. Great! Welcome to England. Thank you very much. I see. I want a mansion with lots of rooms. He's like, yeah, sure, no problem. Oh, this is awesome. I get my family to come over. Yes, do it.
Oh shit! David Cameron in this prime minister. I lost my mansion.
Yeah, I don't Since like.
Since when are there Mexicans in Britain?
Well, there's loads of people in Britain. You wouldn't know being in America.
Definitely not racist here.
No, clearly not.
Or aren't there lots of Mexicans in America as well?
Well, yeah, it's
mainly like, we everywhere.
Met a hell of a lot of Mexicans there, and they don't speak English.
No, those were Cubans. Those were Cubans.
Cubans? What the hell are Cubans?
Is it like the European gypsies?
It's a cigar.
Pretty much.
Cubans, you know, Castro.
Oh, Cubans from Cuba. Right.
Communists.
Talking about.
Communists?
So, yeah, gypsies.
Gypsies. Robbed a car in Paris. Yeah.
Whatever.
I think I'm
I'm sitting here with Diet Coke and Ms. Jules, and I'm coming to Summer of Sonic today. Hooray.
Hey.
Nice.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Right. I think we've still got another caller on the line, so we'll move on to that. Thanks for coming on the show, Rio, and calling in. Any requests or shout-outs before you go?
Just if you'd see me on the day, sort of a chubby guy with blonde spiky hair, come and say hi. If you enjoyed this little banter, then you can follow me on Twitter at Rio_Ben.
Ooh, nice shout-out to yourself.
Yeah.
I'm very talk about it later. Well, we've done it already, technically.
I'll do another one.
I don't have anything to speak of, really.
No, I'll keep an eye for you, though. So, smoky blonde hair?
Smoky and spiky.
Smoky and spiky, ooh. Right. Ooh. I'll look for you. I'll go.
Quick shout out to Steve, because looking forward to seeing him, and maybe Super Becky or whatever she calls herself, Jenny Tap Leader.
Excellent. Alright, Rio, thanks a lot. We'll see you on a day, and perhaps see you on future episodes of Fomix.
Cheers, bye.
Yeah, catch you later.
See ya.
Excellent.
Nice.
That's really good. Nice to hear from someone who's actually going to the show as well, aside from everyone who is in the show already going to the convention, as it were. So.
Well, if you think about it, there's far more people that aren't going than that are going.
Exactly.
Everyone else in the world.
Yeah.
I can't quill.
I have to just say, while we're getting someone in, I hate Forever Sonic because he's got Bambaleo in my head since he mentioned it in the IRC. All I've got in my head is Bambaleo!
No,
Bambaleo.
Don't sing it to us!
Well, no, it's your bit.
Oh, no!
I've done it! It's infectious! Just about to move to sleep.
Bollocks! Quick, someone sing New Venture.
Play a radio. Wait,
no. New Venture, la la.
La la, la la. La, la.
These are all terrible.
You will be going on an adventure. It'll be involving a hole in the ground of some sort next to the convention itself.
Shut up.
Yes. Anyway. Okay, we have the next person coming on air. I'm just scrolling down my Skype list now. Where are they? here they are. Okay, we have Sora the Uxie. As far as the name is, so I'll just be having them in now. So, just call them now. So, Sora, you're on the phone mix. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
How is this fine evening or afternoon, depending where you are?
It would be afternoon,
Excellent. So, presumably America is where you're from.
Yes.
Excellent. Any particular
Where's
part of America?
Bad economy,
dude. Most people have a bad economy at the moment, I think, but yes. particular state at all, or just America generally?
Georgia.
Georgia. I have no idea what that is.
It's in Atlanta, isn't it?
And the same reason why I don't know where Lancashire is.
What was that? Atlanta's in Georgia. I don't remember.
So I'm near by Savannah. Yes.
My geography
is one is definitely near the other.
Put it this way, my geography of Mobius is probably better than that of anywhere in the UK or America.
That's quite disturbing. The UK, yeah. You should know the UK at least. I mean, seriously.
Well, I know Devon's kind of next to me, and so's Cornwall, but I don't know. London's somewhere
I'm
over there.
I'm north
but...
to you. Yeah, I'm north to you. I'm in the Midlands, which is generally the middle.
Well, if I'm in the West, and you're above me in the Midlands, that's already sort of flawed my own logic in the geography.
Well, kind of. I'm kind of up north and to the left a bit.
He's at one place called Edinburgh. That's south of the Thames, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is if you've got the map upside down.
Yeah, the queen.
Yeah.
South of the Thames. South of the Thames.
So, Sora, what are your thoughts on Summer of Sonic, as I'm guessing you won't be going, or are you going?
Sadly, no. I don't have the money.
I wish I could.
Join the club, brother.
Yeah. It sounds cool.
So many people.
Although fair enough, because those of you in America, there is a Sonic convention being held in America. Again, don't call me to my geography. I don't know where it is, but I think it's in Texas somewhere. So that's somewhere south in America, I know that much.
Very south.
That'd be in the deep south.
I'm sure it won't be a patch on us, though.
Yeah. So, you know, those of you like, oh, I can't go to Summer of Sonic, there is a Sonic convention you can go to. It's supposed to be 3 days long, so I don't know what they're doing for 3 days, but there's got to be some interesting stuff going on there. Apparently Sonic X voice actor is going to be there, which is a little bit redundant now because they're not the voice actors anymore, but never mind.
Wow. But maybe, you never know, maybe he was just looking for some work now.
You could talk about his stories of back in the day.
I remember the good old days when I used to work on Sonic X. Why did they get rid of me? I did such a good
when it was just four kids, something like that. I can't remember. I just want to go somewhere and sign my autograph. It has to be worth something.
Not anymore, my friend. Not anymore.
If it was from four kids, they probably got replaced by Dan Green. Oh, that Dan Green. Why go with him so?
Dan Green.
River Sonic saying, is it Sonic or is it a hedgehog convention? Well, it's sort of specified it's not going to be a hedgehog convention, but it was sort of aimed around Sonic. Maybe it's both, you know?
I think it is both, actually. So you're gonna I know which one you're on about.
Yeah, because you've got all these all the Sonic stuff going on as well, and they're just going to have this little section, the other half where it's just a, you know, cage just full of hedgehogs there, just wandering around. Some of them are spray painted.
Buy your own!
Apparently, can buy them there.
If you want a hedgehog the same colour as Knuckles, well, we've just got a can of spray paint here and there's a retcon here. Just
Yeah,
send us 2 related.
Totally. Don't tell the RSPCA, I don't think they'll look kindly on this, but here goes!
I'm sure PETA won't mind at all.
Don't get me started on PETA. I don't know. What else haven't we covered on Summer of Sonic? I mean, I am fortunate enough to actually possess the stage schedule for the entire day now. Of course, I can't tell you about it, unfortunately. That's a bit harsh.
Oh,
but,
sure, rub it in our face.
Well, there's bits I can tell you, bits I can't tell you as well, really. Let's see, what can I tell you? Well, we know that Crush 40 are going to be on stage, and then there's going to be 2 sections of Crush 40 where there's going to be an acoustic sort of section in the afternoon, which has been entitled Afternoon Tea. It's a bit spot. We've got a butter on the side if you want some scones as well.
Oh, jolly good. Jolly good.
Oh,
Teddy Hall. A spot of music to go with your tea.
We will be talking about that.
Please come in, my little friend.
Can I have my tea?
Works a lot better in a David Bowie accent, I think.
Oh,
did anyone even try that?
Well, it was David Bowie.
I told you before. Please come in. I offer you tea and something to eat. How's that?
Do you want to have some scones?
There will be cake.
Beep! Beep! Oh, wait, yeah, no, that's the wrong person. Anyways. I told you before. I'm not David Bowie. There we go.
That cracks me up every time. That is brilliant. Oh, that is just fantastic. I love it.
There's a milkman waiting in the sky. He drives a beat-up milk truck, and you know he serves it pasteurized. There's a milkman waiting in the sky. He likes to deliver dairy so long as it's homogenized. He told me, let the bovine me with. Let the bovine do it.
You've got to be at Summer of Sonic next year, and I'm bringing a microphone, whether they like it or not.
I need to get a job so I can pay for airline ticket.
If I've got a good enough job, I'll fly you over. I don't care.
Thank you, kindly, sir.
It was fantastic.
Oh, God.
Right, okay. We're running short of time, so we need to crack on, unfortunately, as hilarious as that was. Yes. Okay, so, Sora. Anything else you want to say? Any requests or any shout-outs you want to say before we go?
Give me that cornering in the behind that tree.
What?
And, I have a question. Anyone heard of
Mike's got to a slightly lower quality, so what I understand from that was, don't go cowering behind the tree and not have a sex change. That's kind of what I get from that.
I think I heard Michael Jackson in the middle of there, so that kind of makes sense.
Very relevant, yeah.
I was saying, has Michael Jackson talked somewhere in Sonic?
Some of the Michael Jackson Sonic music. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, good idea.
Has he gone to any of the conventions? I mean, has he shown up at it?
Michael Jackson?
Well, he might struggle.
Michael Jackson for 2011.
Yeah, Michael Jackson doesn't make really a habit of turning up these things.
No, they'll have cloned him by then, don't worry.
Probably.
Although it's kind of hard to go to a convention when you got 6 feet of dirt under you.
You mean over you?
That's what cloning's
over
for.
You, sorry.
That's just standing on a grid, I guess. That's cool.
He just magically appears at one convention.
Hey, I'm back from the dead, y'all!
It's a thriller. Thriller,
nice. Isn't that just thriller that guy's gonna... name now? One that does.
The thriller scenario isn't gonna work. You can't get through 6 feet of dirt.
I'm Michael Jackson, and here I am just doing my full game, revive the Summer Sonic. Don't you know, I made the best wish to this.
Like a cage, yeah. Used to be called on some comedy show. I forget the name for. So yeah. All right, sorry. We'll on because that's just a bomb that joke anyway. Yeah. brilliant. Okay, well we hope you'll be tuning in to the live stream on the day, which will be available on Radio Sega and on Sega Sonic Radio, and hopefully hear from you again on the phone mix.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks for joining. We'll catch you next time.
Hey.
Excellent.
Yane.
Goodbye.
Well, I took him off. I was afraid of the sex change thing happening live on air, and I just didn't think we could handle it. So. Ooh.
I was a man, and now I'm a girl, darling. Love it.
Oh, I think you're talking about the wrong sort of change money there.
Like, oh my god.
Like, oh my god, that's like so totally awesome. Who we got coming up next on the phone mix there, Fancy? We need to know.
Suddenly I want to shoot you.
No. you're not allowed. I'm needed for essential duties. You can shoot me afterwards.
Shoot a girl, would you?
If they were annoying enough, yes.
Oh good,
I'm an equal opportunity shooter.
Well, it would if it was the first time you shot a gun. You'd be like, pow, kick you in any direction, for that matter, really. Right, we're going to have a short musical break. We may come back with the beatbox mix, which we started last week on the phone mix, or we may just sort of round up on some Summer Sonic thoughts. So, if we want to hear any more thoughts that people in the IRC really want to have, elsewise, requests, send them to me via direct message. I'm FastFeet in the chat room, or you can just send them to @FastFeetMedia for the time being. We'll be right back. You're listening to FastFeet Phone Mix.
This is Fast Feet Film Mix on Radio Sega.
Zach or just named Zach Easton. He is a Mr. Wonder Man. He's a Mr. Wonder Man. Wonder Man. Wonder Man. Take a nap in a spin attack. Be that good, just ain't that easy. He is a Mr. Wonder Man. He's a Mr. Wonder Man. Wonder Man. Wonder Man. He is a Mr. Wonder Man. Wonder Man, Wonder Man. I'm not afraid to die.
This is Fast Beat Film Breaks on Radio Sega.
Sway our attentions over to our regular feature, the second week this is running, of the beatbox mix. So,
oh no.
On off. So, for those of you new to the beatbox mix segment that we do, this is essentially like a little part of a show called Nevermind the Buzzcock. Buzzcock. If you want to make it plural and think of it that way, then yeah, you do that. But we're talking about Nevermind the Buzzcock. Essentially, the show is where we get two people to just beatbox a tune from a piece of music, and you guys in the RC room have got to guess what it is. So, we'll be having two tunes tonight, and we are having me and Gavi, and we'll be having Vija and Leonard Kage doing between them. So, as we usually kick off things, Gavi, shall we and you start off? I shall now cut the music off, so it's easier for people to hear it now. So there we go, music off.
Right. Yeah, okay then.
Here we go. What tune from a Sonic game is this?
Stop laughing.
And remember, the winner gets a shiny little biscuit. And why it's shiny, who knows?
That's shiny for DTD.
Right, so that just leaves us with Vija and Ryo, Ryo Nakage.
Oh, here we go.
So, yeah. Well, let's see if this one's a little bit more tricky for them to get.
I think it's tricky to even do it.
All right, I'll get it started.
All right, okay, yeah. You two guys, go. What tune do you reckon this is, everyone?
Hey! Thank you, God! That was brilliant. I think there's a Brit Award.
Or a Hedge Award.
Like Michael Jackson.
All right, humiliated myself once again.
That was difficult because it took a while before you actually got into the main beat of it, to be honest, really. But I mean, because until you hear the
I knew it was like, it's a popular song, so might as well just like wait for it till the middle give him a break.
Failed cap.
Failed cap.
Wait, who's saying that? Who was that? D'Artagnan? D'Artagnan? Screw you! Screw you! You killed my father, prepare to die!
And on that note, it's time for me to commit honorable suicide.
What's up, Peku? Yay, what's up, Peku?
Brilliant. So that brings me on to my next point. That's going to be the end of the beatbox mix for this week. Hopefully in future weeks we're going to make it a little bit more difficult for you to guess what it is. More challenging.
As if it wasn't difficult
enough.
Yeah,
right. Wasn't that difficult enough?
Well, my point is, people get it really quickly. They're just like, is it this? Is it this? Or is it this? I expect people guessing to go on. I don't know. First time, they've got it, you know? It's like, seems a bit easy to me, that's all. But on that note, that brings us to what's happening for next week's phone mix. Now, of course, being the Summer Sonic show, or the pre-Summer Sonic show, we will be at Summer Sonic next week. So, the schedule for next weekend is a little bit higgledy-piggledy. For starters, me and Gabby's going to be at Summer Sonic. There's going to be a pre-recorded Saturday Night Sega, I believe.
No, there isn't one at all. I'm not doing one.
Ah, so there's nothing at all.
No, there's nothing at all because I'm going to be far too busy getting stuff ready, so I won't have time. Dun, dun, dun! Yeah.
Sorry, that felt...
Revelation! You see, if people listen to my show, they know.
Well, aren't you a lazy relax?
So, yeah. So there won't be any Saturday Night Sega next week. Unlikely as there's going to be any Radio Redux like next week as well because of organising the whole thing.
I don't know. He did it last year.
He said he was going to do one because he was an idiot.
Yeah. They did the night after show.
Yeah, I think it was basically Kev going,
Didn't they also have Blake Draco in the show too?
Oh yeah, well he'll be there next week as well, so.
So yeah, Blake Draco. I will, if I come on and do my show next week, I'll probably be doing a very snoozily, snorily sort of episode, so I probably won't be doing my show next week. What's planned at the moment, though, is that instead of doing a show on Sunday, what me and SJ have agreed to do is hopefully Wednesday following, so no foam mix this Sunday, but the Wednesday following that, we're going to fuse together the foam mix with the Sega Jukebox to create a nice 3-hour long show that sort of combines the best of Sega Jukebox with the foam mix, so we'll be back a week on Wednesday, effectively.
Which means that'll push my plans back another week, but,
hey!
Well, you should have said earlier, but you did agree to do it in the first place.
Yeah, I did see it. I did have plans, but I can push them back. It's alright.
It's alright. It keeps more material coming into the show. It's all good.
So, exactly.
Yeah, the show schedule for next week is going to be a little bit higgly-piggly because of Summer and Sonic. But by that same matter, we will hopefully have some very exclusive audio clips from Summer and Sonic, and video hopefully will be appearing on brand new shiny Sega Media. Which comfortably brings me to my next point. Now, Sega Media is going to be the next version of Fastbeat Media, as some of you well know by now. There's going to be 30 special beta invites to the new website before it launches for people attending Summer of Sonic. So if you're there, you need to hunt me down to get the beta invite, which may prove tricky in itself, but if you hunt me down and ask me about it, I will be more happy to pass you on a special beta invite code. So find out for that, and you'll get exclusive access to the new looking site, all the new features to it, and special files which aren't on Fast Media, and won't be available to just plain old visitors of Sega Media as well. So you'll get to check that all out early before it goes live to everyone else.
And if you can't find him, I'll find me, and I'll find him. For you.
Sounds like a plan.
We will find you, Fast Feet. You may run.
You can't you may hide us, but you... forever. Yeah.
I sort of have this image of being mauled by several Sonic fans at the convention. Just hiding in my DJ booth. I don't want to go down now. I'm going to get killed. So, yeah. Also, that brings me tightly to the pre-Summer Sonic meetup, which is being arranged at the moment. There's a thread on it on the Sonic Stadium website, but I'm also going to put bits about it on Sega Media and Fast Media shortly just to spread the word. If you're going to be in London, around that triangular sort of area off Shepherd's Bush, from 6 o'clock onwards, there's going to be a huge mass of Sonic fans in the local area. I would say if you're going to be there, let me know via Twitter, at Fast Media, at Sega Media. Reply back to me on the website, one way or another, let me know. But I think we're planning on getting a lot of us around the Weatherspoons there, or the Aussie pubs that are there as well. So there's going to be a few pubs there, but I think the Weatherspoons is the place everyone's going to be congregating around as such, really. So if you're going to be there early, pre-Summer Sonic meetup, as it were, you never know who will be there, of course, really. And it is right next to the Grantley Hotel, where a lot of Sonic fans are staying as well, so it's not very far, really, so I'll be in the area. Keep an eye out for me. I have a beard, which makes it very easy to find me. It's a small goatee, as it were. And I look like I spent too many hours on my computer working on Sega Media. But I'll probably have my Sega Media shirt, or at least my Fast Media shirt on, so it won't be too hard to spot me. So, yeah, hopefully pre-Summer Sonic meetup. Before we go, I just about exceeded our time slot. Any final thoughts on Summer Sonic for those going, not going?
Well, with it being on video, with it being on video, Sega, at least we won't fully miss out this time.
Yeah.
Indeed, you're listening to events live on Radio Sega on the day, so tune in for that. 50 listener slots available, so get in while you can for the better quality stream.
Oh, yes. That's going to be a pain in the ass. I just realised.
If you can't, then you go to Sega Sonic Radio, where there are quite a number of slots, but the quality isn't quite as good. So, how good the quality is down to opinion, but we at Radio Sega technically believe it's slightly better. So, again, down to opinion.
It is ever so slightly. I think it also depends on the stream itself as well. So, there's not a lot in it, let's be fair, but I think we are ever so slightly higher. But then I would say that, being the boss.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, no, Summer of Sonic, DJing it, looking forward to it, should be an awful amount of fun, even more so than last year, because I get to meet all the lovely people. I get to meet Vija and actually talk to him, rather than just go...
Only if you can catch me.
Well, you see, the thing is... Well, you see, the thing is I'm going to be in there from about 8:30, so I'd imagine you'd be in there as well, so...
Yeah, I'll probably be in
there. You go, then.
I have this bad habit of waking up early in the morning, and I can't break it on weekends.
No, I know. Awful. Awful.
I don't think we'll be there until, like, quite later in the day anyway, like open day anyway. But it'll be good to meet you guys as well in person.
Definitely. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting weekend. It's going to be pretty much the best event, I think, in Sonic fan history. Thousands of people capacity here, Crush 40 being there, all the goodies and things that are on the show, more people than ever able to actually check out the event from outside of the venue itself as well, really. So yeah, all I can say is don't forget to tune in for the Wednesday following for my show, and you'll be able to hear what we had on going on at the show, or if not, just tune into the show itself. I think I'll just shorten it down to, there's a million different outlets from Radio Sega, etc., where you can check out things about Summer Sonic, so just keep an eye on things, and if you never know, if you keep a sharp enough eye out, you'll get hold of some exclusive and really worthwhile listening material, as such, really. Because I could go on and on saying, oh, there's this and that, but we'd be here another 2 hours or something, really, just be prattling on. It's going to be amazing, let's just leave it at that.
Yes, it is.
Right, I've got a little request this week, but ones that are outstanding, I will try putting on. Aside from that, that's the end of the phone mix for this week. So, I'll leave you on a note of goodbye, and hopefully I'll either see you at the convention itself, or we'll be able to give you our feedback on what happened on the day shortly after. In the meantime, have a good week, and we'll see you in a week and a half or so. That's goodbye from me, Fastweek, and it's goodbye from my many guests tonight, who will also be at Summer Sonic.
Yes, bye-bye, oh, see no, you on
bye.
Saturday.
Bye.
I won't
bye.
Be there.
Oh.
Okay, we're off now to go and have some tea and biscuits. Get ready for an afternoon tea.
Damn right.
Anyway, yes, goodbye, I will see you all in a week and a half's time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Want to listen to this show again? Download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
I'll find someone
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up once again for TJ Davis, Lewis Hamilton, and Mr. Richard Jones!
Take my life, fool. I'm on the corner of the fight, yeah.